This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. When it comes to our own bodies, our health, there are often many signs that something isn't right. We can notice this if we just pay attention. Our next story is about an artist who dismissed some very serious warning signs of illness. Philadelphia rapper Leslie Pridgen, also known as Freeway, was in his early 20s when he joined Jay-Z's Rockefeller label.
The thing that I love about music and hip-hop and rap is it's a way for me to express how I feel and what I go through in my life. We still hustle till the sun come up, crack a 40 when the sun go down, it's a cold winter, y'all better bundle up. You know, I've seen my share of violence, drug dealing, you know, I've been through it all.
He's stocky, his full face is framed by what's become known as a Philly beard. It's a bushy growth of hair from one ear to the other with a thin mustache. Freeway has toured the world, he's performed for tens of thousands of fans. His career had ups and downs, and along the way, he developed high blood pressure and diabetes. He says he took his health problems seriously at first, he changed his diet and his lifestyle, but then over time, he let things slip.
It was something that I wasn't aware of was going on, but it was creeping up on me. And, you know, it was building up and toxins was building up until I couldn't take it no more.
For our series, Patient Files, Your Stories of Illness, Healing, and Coping, Freeway told us all of this came to a head during a huge outdoor concert in September of 2015.
Before I perform, I always get nervous. You know, it's just part of being an artist, but I never felt how I felt that day. We had a big concert in Philadelphia, Made in America. I would perform with Fabulous. Yeah, it's a big show, probably like 80,000 people. And like right before I was getting ready to go on stage and perform, it's like I got an anxiety attack. I'm looking out into the crowd. I was so scared. I felt like I was gonna pass out. I felt like I couldn't do it. It was real hot outside. I just felt weak. So I told them like right before we was going on stage, I'm not gonna be able to do it. And they was like, yo, you gotta do it. Everybody's waiting for you to come out. So I pushed through it. And by the grace of God, I got through it, but I really felt crazy. Like I couldn't, it was hard for me to walk back to the car. That's how bad it was. So a little while after that, my primary physician called me and told me I need to get to the hospital. Because my electrolytes is off, my kidney functions is low. The first thing I did, me being Muslim, is I went to the masjid. I pray, I ask God to help me deal with whatever the situation is. And I went to the hospital, and that's when I was diagnosed with kidney failure. They cut my chest open, put a permacath in my chest. The next day I was doing dialysis. And I've been doing dialysis 4 hours a day, 3 times a week since then.
Dialysis. I'm about to walk in. Still chilly out here. Once I get in here, sit my stuff down, get on the scale, get weighed, and then get ready to get hooked up to the machine. That's the routine. Sheesh. And I always stop in the bathroom first. Because I'm on a machine for 4 hours and I would hate to have to stop my treatment just to go to the bathroom. I've been on dialysis for like a year and a couple months, and that only happened one time. So I try my best not to let that happen. About to stick this BA needle. I can't even look no more. Oh, but I didn't feel it. I must have put a lot, I put the right amount of cream on.
Yeah.
Now they taping me up after they insert the needle. Now here comes the second needle. I felt that one just a tiny bit, but not too much.
In my chair, there's a recliner. My feet goes up and I sit back and relax and I'll be chilling.
It's almost 9:05. Got like another hour and a half left. I was on YouTube watching old rap videos. I was watching videos from Naughty by Nature, Tupac, Youngsters.
It's very draining, like getting your blood drained out of your body and pumped back in. It's a lot of people that can't even do nothing the rest of the day. I knew people that was in dialysis. My uncle, my mother's brother, just received a transplant probably 2 years before that. But we didn't discuss it. I feel as though it's not talked about very much because it's something that a lot of people are ashamed of. Like, you know, it's a disease, you know, and ain't nobody running around talking about I got a disease and I'm sick. And you'd be surprised when I came out with my story, you'd be surprised how many people came to me like, oh my God, my father, me, my cousin, my sister, it's kidney failure. I have a cousin named Shandia. I had a cousin named Shandia. She passed away from kidney disease. It's this guy named Fife from Tribe Called Quest, which was a huge group when I was growing up. All through the years, my mic has been my best friend. I know some brothers wonder, can Fife really kick it? Some even want to diss me. But why sweat it? I'm all into my music. He just passed away. There's countless artists that have high blood pressure, diabetes. You know, this is normal in the African-American community. It's really serious. It's really affecting us. My kidneys fell, but I ain't lay down. Shots whizzed past my head, and I ain't stay down. My focus got my click together. I don't actually write. I get the beat, and I create. I got my together. I got some to tell you. I suffer kidney failure. Yeah, them bad kidneys almost took me out of here. It's not like I got a whole song about kidney failure. I just touch bases in it, like, you know.
Wasted. I can breathe. I'm breathing. I'm living, I'm still breathing.
That's right.
Yeah, my kidney's bad, but I'm still breathing.
Well, my understanding is you can live on dialysis for years, you know, but once you get a kidney, it doubles your life expectancy.
That's right. Oh, by the way, I'm on the list. That new kidney on the way.
Yeah, I'm waiting, I'm on the list. They could call me anytime. It changed me. It just matured me a lot. You know, it really made me appreciate life and appreciate the blessing of life that God's given me and the opportunity to keep being here and keep pushing. Freezer doing shows, Philly Freezer around the globe, with the hood show him love whenever he come back.